From WIPR,
this is More Than Words, where we have the mic
and tell stories of our Baltimore,
our streets,
our schools,
our lives,
our future.
More Than Words is produced by Baltimore high school students. Here are the show's editors, Jonna McCone and Jamila Krempel.
Hi, I'm Jonna McCone. I report on education here at WIPR.
And I'm Jamila Krempel, WIPR's web producer.
This series hands over the mic to young people so they can report and tell personal stories that journalists sometimes neglect or just get wrong.
We partnered with Frederick Douglass High School's Recording Arts and Media Program in West Baltimore. Our four students, Deneira, Xavier, Miles, and Chanel, brainstormed topics and spent months learning and making a radio story. One of the topics they were passionate about was how teenagers are viewed in Baltimore, which turned into their first story.
Deneira facilitated a roundtable conversation with her fellow More Than Words producers about how adults stereotype teens. She started by asking the group how they felt adults perceive youth. We hear first from Chanel.
Well, I think they think we're just, like, lazy. We don't care about anybody else but ourselves. We rely on technology, and we just go out here and sell drugs.
They feel like we're lazy. We're just repeating history itself, but this time it's our fault. If you don't know what to do, if you can't move on the pace that everyone else wants you to move, then it's your fault.
They'll continuously say that forever. They don't want that problem. They don't want that burden on their shoulders. Like, oh dang, we messed up with these kids. Like, we all 90s, baby. We all 90s, baby. Like, they don't want to admit, like, dang, we messed up with these kids. We out here going crazy doing this and that. I'm like, yo, we only learn from off of y'all. Like, we don't know any better. Like, did y'all not forget we were children at a point in time where we don't know anything? We only know what we see.
We're still technically children.
Consider to them, we're always going to be children.
The actions that you do today, like, do you think is the cause of adults? Like, because we learn from them.
We're youth. Like, we don't know anything. So what are we going to learn from? The adults, right? We only know what we see. I'm not going to say every youth, like, learn from adults, but everything we learn, know, do is from everything from the past. Rap in the past. How's rap now? Like, everything we literally do is because of the past. We just make it
worse.
We just make it even worse to just knowing what it is to us. It was just new to us, so it just seems like it's a new thing. Ain't nothing new we doing.
What experiences have you had with adults? Like, where they viewed you something different than what you really are?
Well, one day I was on a subway and this lady was staring at my Douglas shirt, and when I sat next to her, she talked to her homegirl, and she was like, girl, these Douglas kids, I tell you, they ain't nothing but, you know, like, troublesome kids. And I turned to her, and I said, ma'am, you do not know me. I was going to stoop to her level, if you know, because I felt like you need to get to know somebody, like, before you say or speak on them.
But normal kids, like, yo, people, like, kids make mistakes. That's what we do. Like, I ain't going to lie, I mean, some of us are old enough to know better, but then again, there's only but so much we can do if we ain't got no guidance from no one. Like, y'all the adults. If y'all really want to make a change, then go out there and do something instead of sitting there complaining. Y'all do is sit there and just talk, moan, BS about how bad we are, how would we do this and that. Like, yo, if you really want to make a change, then go do something about it.
You know, they force all this other stuff in the system that takes a child from being a child into being, you know, an adult when it's not their time to. You know, even me, you know, there were some situations where I had to, you know, act as if I was an adult to take care of my family or to provide for myself. You know, sometimes those hustles, those quick hustles, you know, they're hard. You know, they're hard decisions to make, you know, and sometimes, like, just working for anybody just to get somewhere, you know, is probably the best decision to make at that time. And in their eyes, it's like, bruh, how are you going to judge a drug dealer when you don't know why he's dealing? I know what he's selling is bad or wrong, but don't you see, like, a corner store, a drug store, a liquor store on every single block? We don't talk about those blocks or those stores that they're putting in our community, but we're so quick to talk about a person slinging dope or slinging drugs.
What are some ways that you think adults could help youth?
Just the simplest thing, walking past the youth and be like, you're great. Keep your head up. You know, do your best. You're going to be something when you grow up. That takes them so far. That can take a youth that feels like he or she's about to do suicide to a state where it's like, you know what? I'm actually worth something. I actually can get somewhere because I believe in myself. I'm great. I'm better than this.
I'm not saying you got to be there holding your kid's hand the whole time, but it'd be nice for them to come home and be like, you know, okay, how was your day? You know, just regular parenting, but I feel like they don't believe in us like as much as they're supposed to.
Referral number one, we need to learn respect. Honestly, I used, like, not one of us has respect. So in order for us to get some help, we have to help ourselves. Learn some respect. And I ain't gonna lie, this goes both ways. Like, they don't respect us, we don't respect them, so it's going to keep being a headbanger. It's like fighting fire with fire.
They have to learn how to give their children, you know, an opportunity and, you know, space, the momentum to go out there in the world and make their own life decisions. You know, and the parents, they say, oh, you're mine, you're going to do what I want you to do, you're going to go to college, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, I'm going to put you in JROTC even though you don't like it because I think you like it, I think you're fit best than that.
Bro, I feel you on that. Like, who life am I living if I'm going to do, if I'm doing it through your eyes? Like, what is that? Like, I ain't living my life, I'm doing what you really want me to do. I ain't doing me.
And it's like when people, when adults be like, respect me no matter what because I'm older than you. That's like saying, okay, since I'm older than you, I can do whatever I want, you know, to you, and you don't disrespect me. If I tell you to do something, you're going to do it. And, you know, it's just crazy to me that they don't respect us how we should be respected. That plays a big role on the youth today. And I hate when people call us the youth. We're still people at the end of the day.
Xavier, Miles, Danera, and Chanel report the show.
Jonah McCone and Jamila Krimple edit and produce More Than Words.
Thanks to Dr. Patterson and Miss Young from Frederick Douglass High School.
This special series is supported by grant funding from the Philip and Beryl Sachs Family Foundation.
Our theme music was produced by me, Xavier Plater.
To learn more about this series and to hear other students' stories, visit wypr.org/morethanwords.
You just heard from Chanel, Danera, Miles, and Xavier. On next Tuesday's episode of More Than Words, Xavier will share his personal connection to an issue all too common in Baltimore, gun violence. That's next Tuesday during On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Glad you've been with us today. Tune in tomorrow.